This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The 2,500-year-old monarchy in Iran ended on this day 25 years ago. On January 16, 1979, Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi boarded a jet in Tehran and flew into exile.
Tehran is going absolutely wild. All of the streets are packed with tens of thousands of cars. Tens of thousands of pedestrians are joining the cars in this massive celebration.
The Shah was swept from power by the Iranian Revolution and replaced by Muslim hardliners. And now Iran is still battling over the revolution's legacy. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here with more. Madeline, take us back. A brief history lesson. What led up to the revolution?
Alex, the Shah came to power in 1941, and he's credited with modernizing Iran and with bringing political and social stability to the country. He enjoyed an excellent relationship with the West, whose leaders were happy to have a pro-Western country in the Middle East and happy to have Iran's oil. But inside Iran, things went downhill drastically in the mid-1970s. A spike in oil prices caused rapid inflation and dislocation. There was widespread discontent. And at the same time, the Shah was growing increasingly autocratic. He had a terrifying secret police. Dissidents were arrested. He spent vast amounts of money on military hardware and basically ignored large segments of the population. By 1979, it wasn't just religious conservatives who wanted him out. It was a broad coalition of leftists, intellectuals, and members of the working class. Let's listen to part of a report NPR aired that day from the streets of Tehran.
I personally am very happy because he has gone forever. You think this is going to change things in Iran? Well, I believe everything would be quite okay from tomorrow. I believe everything would be available. Everything. What about Ayatollah Khomeini? Do you think he'll come back now? Well, I don't have any idea about him, but I know if he comes back, everything would be better.
Of course, the Ayatollah Khomeini did return from exile a few weeks later. He was broadly welcomed as someone who would bring stability with an Islamic republic. But soon, says Iranian historian Shah Bakash, people began to realize that wouldn't happen.
Within days of the collapse of the monarchy and the return of Khomeini, there began the executions of members of the old regime, including military security and police officers, and each morning we woke up to see on the front pages of the newspapers grisly pictures of men who had been well-known public figures killed by firing squads.
And many regular Iranians were afraid they'd be next. Now, these were largely educated, wealthy people who did well under the Shah. Many were also Jewish and were afraid of religious persecution. Thousands fled the country that year, many of whom ended up right here in Los Angeles.
Isn't L.A., this is the home of the largest concentration of Iranian expatriates, isn't it?
That's right. Officially, 100,000 Iranians live here. Unofficially, the number is said to be closer to 500,000. I went to L.A.'s Little Tehran to speak with Iranian expats. Little Tehran is a strip of small businesses on a street in West L.A. The owner of this travel agency, who did not want to give his name, still has vivid memories of leaving Iran.
I had to flee in 1979, just after Shah left. And I was in a bad situation because I was helping Americans getting out of the country. I had a travel agency over there. Anytime if they catch me, I was gone, finished. And I left everything back in Iran. I started all over again from zero, from scratch.
He says even though he likes his life here in L.A., he pines for the days the Shah ran Iran, and he hopes for a return to the monarchy. But not every expat is nostalgic. This man, who also refused to give his name, says he was happy the Shah fled, although he, too, left a few years later because things were deteriorating in Iran.
Whatever happening in Iran is the continuation of Shah's policy. He kept people, uneducated. They sold the whole country. They didn't care about people. And unfortunately, we end up with a government like the Islamic government that we have now.
And just as it was 25 years ago under the Shah, dissidents are now being arrested, newspapers shut down, and people are dissatisfied.
And we do see these street protests in recent years in Tehran, like the protests 25 years ago, you think?
Well, it looks a lot like that, but they're actually not like that because these protests are largely made up of students, and other Iranians are not really joining in as they did in 1979. I spoke with one historian who said a lot of Iranians now feel disconnected and they feel apolitical. And so the elements are just not there right now for the kind of revolution we saw back in 1979.
Iran, 25 years after the revolution. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand. Thank you.
Thank you.